We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov B'Vitchos Leo, where in Avos Perek Aleph Mishnah Tezayin. Ram Gamliel Omer, Ram Gamliel says, this is Ram Gamliel Hazaken, who is the grandson of Hillel and the grandfather of Ram Gamliel of Yavne. From Gamliel Omer, Aseh Lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rav. Now, we've already mentioned Aseh Lecha Rav in previous Mishnahs, but this is different. Before, when we mentioned Rav Yeshua ben Prachya said Aseh Lecha Rav, so make for yourself a teacher, that was a teacher from whom we should study our Torah. This refers to someone who's going to be a halachic authority, which means that a person should choose someone who's going to be his Rav and ask, generally ask the questions, piskei halacha, to this particular halachic authority, not to go shopping around. And others say Aseh Lecha Rav is connected to the next statement. It's Aseh Lecha Rav, v'histalek men asafik, remove yourself from doubtful situations. Obviously, it's helpful to have a Rav so that if your person is in doubt, so this he has someone to ask. But moreover, even a Rav, even a rabbi should have his own rabbi, should have a higher halachic authority from whom he can seek guidance, so that v'histalek men asafik, there are going to be doubtful situations where a rabbi may not know the psak, the halachic ruling, and he needs someone to turn to. So therefore, even a Rav should be Aseh Lecha Rav, and therefore v'histalek men hasafik. And others claim histalek men hasafik is not related to Aseh Lecha Rav. It's a separate statement. Everybody should, we have to separate ourselves, not only from definite Aveira, but even situations where there's a possible sin that we may engage in. So this is making our own siyag, our own barrier, our own fence, to avoid running into halachic problems, avoiding sin. Then the Mishnah says, Va'al tarbeh la'aser omados. And don't tarbeh, don't, well, let's say what aser omados means. Aser omados, omed with an aleph means estimation. And la'aser means to take maser, taking 1/10 from our produce. Al tarbeh, which means we shouldn't be accustomed to, on a regular basis, not a good idea, la'aser omados, to take maser omados, not to do it precisely. So what does this mean? Before that we explain what this means, let's see what this is doing here. So Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, and others say that this, the reason this is here, because this is not to be taken literally. Al tabra la'aser omados, obviously we're not supposed to estimate maser. Maser is precise, it's 1/10. We have to give maser rishon to Levi, maser sheni, that we take to Yerushalayim from our produce. Why would a person do that? So it's really a mashal. It's really the Mishnah is telling us, al tabra la'aser omados, is the intent is regarding hora, regarding giving halachic rulings. As we said in the Reisha, a person should aser l'charav and his talek min hasafek. So what this means is that a person who's giving halachic rulings in with respect to Isser v'heter, prohibited and permitted situations, kashrus and Shabbos, etc., he should not do so regarding a person shouldn't say, I estimate that this should be the halacha. Logically, this should be what the halacha is. We can't always give piskei halacha that way. I think the halacha should be this way. Logic would dictate that we should. This should be pesach halacha. A person has to investigate. Very often we can look up what the halacha is. We have to research what the halacha is to get to a sense of certainty and a sense of clarity. So in fact, if he needs other people to assist him, he should do the same. So that's what he means. Al tabela asera modos. When it comes to, that's a mashal. The same way when it comes to maser, obviously we have to be precise. We can't estimate when we give tithes. So the same thing should be true when it comes to halachic rulings. And that is the last statement of Rav Gamliel, which really supports when he says, Aseh Lecha Rav and Histalek Min Asafik. But others say, no, this is a separate statement. Rav Gamliel happened to say three things. This may not be related to what he said before, but it's another halacha that he said, which is a person should be careful when it comes to maser. Some people think, I think this is about 1/10. That's not a good idea. What's the problem with that? So the Torah says if we don't give 1/10, there's also trumas maser in the maser, in the 1/10, that has to be given to a kohen. So if a person is not careful with giving 1/10, something's gonna go wrong. Why? Because let's say he gives a little bit less than he should for maser. So the problem is that the peros then that he has are mukukolim. The peros are still don't have maser taken from them. potentially they're still tevel. When it comes to Trumas and Masros, so the produce has the status of tevel before Trumas and Masros are separated from them. So tevel is an Isser Misa Medei Shamayim if you eat it. So it's very important to separate Trumas and Masros properly. And if you give too little, so then the produce remains tevel. And if you give too much, that's also a problem. If I separate Maser too much, so what's the problem with that? I'm giving the Levi more. I'm bringing to Shalayim more produce. No, that's a problem. Why? Because if Maser is only 1/10 and I separate more than 1/10, so now within what I thought is Maser is really Tevel as well. There's produce that should not be Maser that's mixed together with that. So that's going to be problematic as well. So a person needs to be careful not to just estimate the maaser. We have to be careful to separate precisely. And others claim that although the Mishnah may use the word maaser, la'aser, we're really referring to truma. Truma, when it comes to maaser, obviously a person, I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that you shouldn't be take maaser as an estimation. That's obvious. I have to give precisely 1/10. But when it comes to truma, and sometimes we say separating masros, we're referring to truma, so maybe that's what it means here. When it comes to truma, although when it comes to truma, but not as precise, the halacha is that midoraisa chita achas poteres es kol hakri, one grain is enough to remove the tevel, at least with respect to truma. So then, the rest of it may just be estimation. And it's only midrabanan that we say that truma is 2%. An ayin ra'a is 1/60th. Ayin beinanis is 1/50th. And people who are ayin yafeh, who obviously have a benevolent eye, are going to be giving 1/40th. That's all from the chachamim. So a person may say that, I can be ma'aser o ma'dos. I can separate truma just by estimation because it's only midrabanan. So the Mishnah says, no, you have to be precise as well. You should be giving the 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, and don't just estimate. Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Zayin. Shimon Bino Omer. This is Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. So this is the son. He was one of the Asur HaRugim Malchus. This is the great grandson of Hillel and the father of Rabban Gamliel of Yavneh. So he says the following. He was the head of Sanhedrin at the time of the Churban Abayis. We also, this language, we have different titles of people. It's interesting just to point out, he's called Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. We have Rav, we have Rabbi, we have Rabban, and we have the Rabbanim we had before didn't have names at all. So Rav Shmuel Gaon has an interesting comment that the title of Rebbe is greater than the title of Rav. And Rabban, like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Rabban Yochanan and Zakkai and the like, that's even higher than Rebbe. And even greater than Rabban is where people were just known by their names, like Shammai and Hillel and Shmaya and Avtalion. So we shouldn't think for a moment that Hillel and Shammai weren't as great because they weren't called Rav or Rebbe or Rabban. On the contrary, this is a comment of Rav Shmuel Gaon. And he comes to teach us how important silence is and what a virtue it is. Shimon ben Omer, kol yomai gadalti ben hachachamim. My whole life, I grew up amongst the chacham. Certainly, he's obviously the son of Rav Gamliel Hazaken. So he grew up amongst the chachamim. V'lo matasi liguf tov elishisikon. Yet, as much wisdom as they had, and much Torah that they had to teach, I haven't found anything better for the body than just being quiet, being silent. Why being silent? But being silent, the person could end up speaking derogatory information about someone. Lashon hara, onas devarim, hurtful words. Shasika also means I'm going to be silent and I'm going to listen. The more we listen, the more we're going to be able to learn. The Gemara in Psachim and Afsadi Tes says, Yafesh shasika lachachamim kal vachom letipshim. Shasika, silence is good for the chachamim, for wise people. It's something that's good for the fools. And then the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Mishlei Yudzayin, Gam evil macharish chacham yechashev. If a fool is silent, so he can be considered almost like a chacham. And not only that, a person who's always speaking, so even if he's a chacham, he may be considered a fool. Pasuk in Mishlei Chaf Aleph, Shomer Priv Ulushono, Shomer Mitaras Nafsho, a person who is careful to guard his tongue, to guard his mouth, so he will protect himself from many, many tzarim, a lot of tzarim. And even with people, let's say, shame him, people embarrass him, he should listen to that cherpa, to that embarrassment, and should not respond. The Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin says, Shesikusa de Bavel, Hainu Yichusa. The silence of Bavel is the Yichus, is the lineage. What does it mean? If you see a person from Bavel and he's silent and speaks very little, you can be rest assured that he is from Yichus family with a genealogy that is. Sought after, that should be sought after in marriage, because the summit is silent, you consume the yichus is good. Then the Mishnah says, velo ha-medrash hu ha-ikar el-amaser. Rav Shimon Gamliel continues and says, the study, teaching, learning is not, the ikar is not what's most important, but rather maaseh, which means even when it comes to Torah, the greatest schar of Talmud Torah is not the learning itself, but it's the maaseh, person who's doresh and not mekayim, a person who is who teaches, learns, and doesn't fulfill that which he learns. Better he be silent and not teach at all, because he doesn't practice what he preaches. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin says that the tachlis, the purpose of chachma, is tshuva and maasim tovim. Person should not be learning and studying and then treat his parents or his rebbe improperly. And have chutzpah. A person should, based on the Pasukim Tehillim, Kuf Yud Aleph, it says, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of Chachma is having Yiras Hashem. Seichel Tov L'chol Oseihem. What does that mean? It's Seichel Tov L'chol Oseihem for those who do L'lom Dehem Lo Nema. The Gemara says, it doesn't say, oh, Reishis Chachma, you know what Chachma is, and Yiras Hashem. It's Seichel Tov for all those who study it. No, Ella le'osehem, it's those who practice the Torah. So if a person, so that's what it means. V'lo ha-medrash hu ha-ikar ela ma'aseh. Gemara in Yevamos daf kuftes says, kala omer ein li ela Torah, gam Torah ilo. Person who says, all I have is Torah and there's no ma'asim tovim, then he doesn't have Torah either. But how pleasant will words be if they come from people who do practice what they preach? The pasuk in Kohelet says, "V'chachmas hamiskein bizuya u'dvarav einam nishma'im." The wisdom of the miskein, the one who's impoverished, is bizuya, is disgraceful, and his words are not heard. What does that mean? We speak of miskein means someone who's a miskein, someone who's impoverished in Torah, one who teaches others, and he is a miskein. So then his teachings, his wisdom is bizuya, because if it's not being fulfilled, therefore dvarav einam nishma'im. So that's what the pasuk means. Chachmas hamiskein bizuya, the chachma, the wisdom of the miskein, and one who's impoverished in masim tovim, is biya, is disgraceful, and his words are never going to be heard because he doesn't practice what he preaches. And he concludes by saying, v'chol hamarbe devarim mevichet, a person who is always talking, so then he eventually it's going to lead to sin. Quoting the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud, Berov devarim lo yechtal pesha. The more people talk, it's impossible for such a person to avoid sin. Rav Lau brings some interesting points related to this Mishnah in his Sefer. Taking the last statement, V'chol ha-marbe devarim mevichet. What does that mean? A person who so verbose is going to lead to sin. So he says this principle is particularly germane for educators, who must carefully weigh their words so as to avoid any error and misunderstanding. Talking too much and not being careful, not being patient, and not being deliberate in one's teaching, so that may lead other people to sin because people don't have clarity onto what they're supposed to do. In addition, when we mention in the Mishnah, V'lo ha-medrash hu ha-ikar el ha-maaseh, the medrash is not ikar, but action. He writes like this: when they wish to rectify a community problem, rabbis and educators typically convene a meeting where they offer words of Torah and reproof. This would be an opportune time to outline a practical plan to deal with the challenge at hand. Unfortunately, these leaders often content themselves with delivering heart-wrenching speeches, neglecting to present a program of concrete steps. He also quotes with Medrash Shmuel the idea of v'chol hamarbe devar mevi chait, a person who sofer rabos is going to lead to sin, a person who's speaking and he denounces the sins of the people and doesn't show them how to improve themselves. So then we have this concept, mutafshu shogin valyu mezidin. Sometimes we employ the principle, the better that people do something b'shogeg and not know they're doing something wrong than to give them rebuke and then not rectify the problem. If someone is going to give rebuke and not going to give steps as to how we can rectify their problem, so and not going to have the patience to teach them and work with them, so better than not say anything. Mutav shogeg, let people be shogeg rather than amaze it. There are details of that halacha. It doesn't apply in all cases, but as a general principle, kol hamar devarim, sometimes if you speak too much, maybe chet, we don't give people, show them how they can improve themselves, all we do is give them mussar. And one other point he makes is that Mishnah Berurah teaches us that we're going to, the better than fasting, and abstaining from food, obviously on days, obviously public fast days, we have to fast, but just a person who wants to do tshuva, so we weaken our body, we weaken our ability to serve Hashem, we'd be better off to refrain from speech, and that doesn't have any of the negative consequences of not eating, and in fact, this is the way people can improve themselves. The Vilna Gaon was known for, he wrote a letter to his family, and he said a better person to afflict themselves with silence rather than fasting. And of course, then we can understand why Rav Shimon Gamliel's first statement was, although we grew up a lot to teach, silence is the best for the body.